The evening news made it sound like it was some kind of a joke.
A middle school principal in Valley, Alabama wants to arm her students with cans of vegetables.
But it's no joke. The principal of W.F. Burns Middle School in Valley, Alabama, sent a letter home to parents asking them to give their children small cans of food to take to school. The letter reads, "We are enhancing our procedure for intruders, arming our students with a canned food item. We realize at first this may seem odd," unquote. And the internet certainly seemed to agree that it was odd, except it's not odd. It's called ALICE training. ALICE, alert, lockdown, inform, counter, evacuate.
School shootings are a terrifying business, but I'm going to be quite frank about them.
Students at another middle school, Lang Middle School in Columbia, Missouri, made a video where ALICE steps out of Wonderland to explain it all to the white rabbit.
C is for counter. Think of it like counterattack. You keep moving and you throw things as you go along.
Wait, did you say throw things?
Yes.
That's awesome.
But the white rabbit changes his mind once he realizes it means attacking an armed gunman.
You never said anything about attacking a gunman?
Counterattack.
But isn't rushing an armed man a bit dangerous?
Well, research shows negotiations aren't going to work. They don't want hostages. They want victims.
This is now part of the training at schools in 30 states. The kids are taught that if a gunman enters the room, you don't duck, you throw things.
And throw them hard, right at his head. Because if he's ducking, he's not aiming. And if he's not aiming, he's not shooting people.
It's empowering and also a little depressing to see Alice in Wonderland being used to explain to 12-year-olds how to repel a gunman in their classroom. But in fact, the kids who put this together were onto something. What made Wonderland such a scary place was because absurd things would happen for no good reason. Who knew it would come true?
When you're rushing an intruder, you have one person for each leg, one for each arm, and one for the head.